Another tournament here in Scott City, a tournament championship for you guys here again, and it was really good for your team. Hasn't had a lot of court time this year, this time of the year, just four meets in, and guys were able to take care of business today.
Yeah, that was a long day of tennis, but it was a good day of tennis. We finished first as a team. We had the number one singles player, Abby, won another tournament, and that's great. She moved up to ones to do it, so that's good. And then our number two doubles team took first. So, you know, that's good. Our number two singles player, Cynthia, kind of got a benefit out of going to twos, and she placed second. And then our number one doubles team placed fifth. But they learned some things. They made some adjustments, and they improved as the day went on. So, that's what I want them to do. I want students to figure it out, players to figure out a little bit. Because you can do that in tennis. It's hard to do that in other sports, you know. But it's like in golf, you know, hey, I need to do this. Or wrestling, I need to do this. And that's what they did today. Abby just surprised me. She didn't surprise me. She continues to win, man. She was 5-0 today. She was 3-0 at Plainville. She was, you know, so she's, man, she's pretty rock solid. I'm expecting points out of her about every time. You know, we finished first place. That's always exciting. I don't care what it is. I've done Quiz Bowl. And finishing first is cool. Figured. If it wasn't cool, why keep score?
Well, and you mentioned your number one singles. I think that has to be a bright spot that both you switch them up, one and two there. Your number two singles, Abby LeBeau, moves to number one, gets number one. But also, first, it's also good to see your number two singles player and Cynthia get second place. Too liberal. So you got to like kind of where they're kind of starting to figure things out.
I hope so. I hope so. I think we're kind of getting locked in and where we want to be. There's a couple more things I need to try, but, you know, it's good. It really is. I'm pleased with how everybody played. I'm pleased with what they did. You know, you can't complain about taking first.
No.
You cannot complain about that. And we did it by 15 points. I always set up our scores so we have really big scores, you know, like 105-90. But I like scores like that. I like basketball scores, you know, so. It's a pretty good time, man. We had fun. I think the girls, you know, for a few courts, we're down two courts, but we squeezed this in. It took a long time, 10 hours, but we got it done.
It was a pretty good day, warm day, a little breezy day, but that's all right. As you take on a look at your season here so far, you're midway through. Do you feel like that you guys are kind of catching your stride here at the midway point?
You know, I got to say, after today, yeah, I think we are. I think we're where we need to be. Regionals are coming up in 2 weeks. We got two makeup tournaments, and so it's, you know, it's getting close. But heck, we don't even know what class we're going to be in yet. We don't even know what class we are. We're going to be 4A. We're going to be 3A. We don't know. So I'm happy with where we are right now. I think the girls have done a great job. They practice well. Travel well. The varsity is just really, really solid, man.